had it. It's so hard for me to comment, really, how long will it stay. But like I said, we need to enjoy it, and we need to take some inspiration from it and try to bring more cricket back into Pakistan.
Inshallah. And you said you wanted to say something about today's match.
Yeah, I mean, today's
match. Did you
get
to watch any of it? Because I only got to watch just Pakistan's innings. Because, as you know,
I didn't watch much of the match, really. I heard about it, and now I'm just looking on the website on the score, really. Because I was working most of the day, really. But like I said, it's a Duck Lewis method, basically, that eventually go in the...
But the thing is, as I highlighted before you called Junaid, Brother Junaid, Pakistan made 260 and the likes of England have been making 340, 350 consistently over the last 12 months or so because they've changed their philosophy of ODIs. If Pakistan had made, say, 300 on that wicket, it was still below par, but because of the Duckworth-Lewis method and the rain coming down, Pakistan would have won that game. So these are the little things that Pakistan... I've been talking about that. This is why we're ninth in the ODI rankings in ODI. So,
I mean, the thing is, what I would say is here, because I did get a chance, because I myself into cricket, I did get a chance to talk to some of our overseas players while they were playing cricket in England, and I had a good discussion with them about this ODI ranking, because it's a kind of a very strange thing that in test we are number one. And in ODI, we are among the bottom. And what they are of the opinion is that ODI cricket have changed a lot within the last 10 years. But Pakistan cricket has not gone with that pace. And we are still playing a cricket of, like, say, 2000. Just that, and after 2000, our cricket has not evolved as per what the international cricket are going. This is one of the very main reasons, if you can see, we're looking like 260, whereas, like you rightly you said, the teams of life, they are going easily over 300.
So, and 350 nowadays, and some even 400. So the old save 300 has become 350 now, and Pakistan still play that brand of cricket from 20 years ago.
Yeah, but like I said, Pakistan cricket, ODI, really needs to be improved. And I think we do need a player who can play bit more faster and score more runs, because I think this is the key nowadays in one-day cricket, where 300 is an average score, but just over 300 is an average score, whereas 20 years ago it was 200 and 250 was a very good score to defend, but it's not the case, to be honest. But like I said, this is where, again, the issue came of our batsmen, and I think our batsmen do need to work all their techniques and do need to go with the pace of what the international ODI cricket demand.
I agree with you, Junaid. I think we need to change our philosophy as well. And once we change our negative philosophy and allow people to come into cricket who got the skills, the mindset to play Pakistan international cricket, rather than, you know, if you know my brother, my brother's brother, so on, or my uncle, that kind of philosophy needs to change. And Brother Junaid, jazakallah for calling in. I'm glad that at least somebody's calling in and listening to the show. And we're coming up to the break, as you know, and I do value your comments, and inshallah listen to the rest of the show. And inshallah, you're more than welcome to call back next week, as we've got other callers to call in after the break as well.
Okay, thank you so much.
Jazakallah.
Assalamu
alaikum.
Thank you. Yeah, hi mate, it's Steve Hudson here.
Hi Steve Hudson, great pleasure for you coming on my show, and it's a great honour. I wasn't expecting your phone call, but as a pleasant surprise. What would you like to say regarding the show so far, regarding the cricket? What's your thoughts on today's game and the brilliant win for England once again in the ODIs?
Well, I'm not a huge cricket fan, but when I do follow cricket, it's England. I've always been supporting England from day number one. I think it was actually a very interesting match. It was a little bit of sadness that the game had to come down to rain stop play, and but at the end of the day, England won. So I was actually very pleased this evening.
As I was saying to one of my colleagues here at Iman FM, Brother Junaid, before the break, I was saying that Pakistan still play the brand of cricket that was from 30 years ago, when, you know, 250, 300 was a massive score. But England, as you know, since the last World Cup, have changed their philosophy. And 350 is not a big figure for them to chase. And 260 on that pitch, as you know, was probably about 60 runs below par, because if Pakistan had made, say, even 310, then they would have just nudged ahead of England on Duckworth Lewis. So what's your thoughts on how England have progressed since the you know, the performance in the last 50 over World Cup down under?
Yeah, I think from the last World Cup, we can't mirror on their current performance. I mean, that was you know, a long time ago. I think one day they actually look very, very strong against Pakistan. Even though when Pakistan do turn up, they can give a good show. But I think on their current squad, it's a very young squad. I think they brought in this evening Abdul Rashid, who obviously wasn't playing. But I think their opening batsmen, they are what I'll say a great, exciting package to watch. Especially when they play against Pakistan, for obvious reasons. I think what we saw this evening, I think Pakistan had a little bit of a knockback with their fielding, but I think England were very resilient. They put on a very, very good show. I think I was convinced when I think there were 60 runs, I think after about 10, 11 hours, I think we knew that England have actually got the upper hand, and if they keep playing that hard they have done, then hopefully the 2 points were ours. But it's actually still a long way to go yet. 2 points out of 10, it's a step in the right direction. But I'm sure on Saturday, you know, Pakistan might turn up and they may give England a surprise. But I think
it's probably because I might be going on Saturday, so they have to turn up.
You know me,
Steve, although we've only, you know, spoken recently and through, you know, media and stuff, and you know my thoughts when it comes to Pakistan, they have to turn up. And it's a bit like watching, because I've got to know you, spoken to you a few times now, Steve, so it was a pleasant surprise, you know. I wasn't expecting you to call in, but while I've got you on, so I might as well make use of you. So, Steve, would you like to just quickly give an intro of who you are? So I'm sure most of our listeners know who you are, but for, as you know, we always get new listeners listening in. Would you like to, I know I'm putting you on the spot, would you like to just give a brief intro about yourself, if you don't mind?
Yeah, sure. Well, my expertise is not really on cricket, even though I've always been a childhood fan of England cricket team. But on that note, I hope England do well in the one days, and I'll be a very happy man. But who am I? Well, I've got a very interesting career. I actually manage public figures, celebrities, not just here in the UK but abroad. But also, I've been heavily involved in the Premier League, managing some of the top players. When I spent most of my time at Newcastle United. So right now, I'm actually a publicist. So my role is actually managing public figures in the sports industry. And also, let's not forget, you know, there was one lady who made a record. In fact, she rewrote the soccer history books 3 years ago, whose name is Shanila Ahmed, who is
a
lawyer.
And you were very, very kind enough, and Shanila as well, to come on when we did it.